Elder Brooks used to call this the greatest chapter in the Bible. And I can see what he meant a little bit, maybe, what he meant by it. Such a marvelous thing that Jesus revealed himself like this to Martha. Generally, we run her down a little bit because she didn't spend time waiting at the feet of Jesus. Was more of an active person. I think we do her an injustice many times, because here in this chapter, why, she was the one that went to the Lord and met him and spoke with him, and to whom Jesus gave these wonderful words. And this thought, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? It depends on our faith, whether we lay hold of the Lord or not. We're saved by faith. At the beginning, I mean, the forgiveness of sins, we could liken that unto the resurrection from the dead. Spiritually, we've been raised from the dead. And it isn't anything that we have thought out. It isn't a result of our grasping doctrine, but Jesus himself, it's the person of Jesus, the resurrected Lord, whom we meet, and he saves us. Salvation is a person, and we need to know Jesus and meet him. And when we meet him, he gives us life. He's the resurrection. He brings us out, but he doesn't leave us there. It isn't just that we're resurrected, but he is our life. And this is a marvelous promise that we are all learning to partake of, I trust, more and more. We sang, look to the Lamb of God. He alone is able to save you. And he is saving us now. He is our life now. That is the important thing, day by day, to have that living faith in Jesus. He lives within me. My uncle used to tell, and I was thinking of that at the beginning of this meeting, of a prayer that he was taught, or they were taught to pray at the faith homes, and it sounded so simple that when he first said it, I was trying to analyze it and wonder if that's really a prayer or not. But some of the most profound things are the simple things. We try to make everything complicated. And they were taught to pray, Jesus, I know that I can know you better today. And sometimes he used to add, if I give myself a chance. But he taught us that, and he said they were taught to pray that, I don't know how many minutes, 5 minutes maybe, at the beginning of the day, Jesus, I know that I can know you better today. Well, that sounds simple, but you know that makes all the difference in your life and my life.
Amen.
We can flounder around and get a blessing, you know, and not really have that faith. Jesus, you are my life. And if I believe in you, I'll never die. But there's a constant growth and a going forward in him to know him better. And I need that thought in my heart, that faith, that living faith. God wanted those folks to believe God. And so he taught them, pray, I know I can know you better today. Don't put it off till tomorrow, or till some Labor Day weekend, or some special revelation, I'm going to know Jesus better now. God meets us in special times, that's true. But it's so important for you and for me that I believe today, that I lay hold of Jesus today. And there may not be any spectacular change in me that I notice. When we had got a hold of a German music teacher, came into our house, I tell you, that fellow changed everything. Grace took piano lessons at the lady next door, and when it was hot, I don't know, it was Grace, oh, here she is. Excuse me, Grace. But she took lessons at the lady next door, and when it got warm, why, she'd say, oh, it's too hot for Grace to practice today. Just leave her alone. We used to be invited over to the recitals, you know, and hear these little children pound out their notes there, and we had some kind of a, what do you call this, Kool-Aid or something to drink, and some cookies, and we watched them all, and our children too, and they play little pieces. And one day we came across a German violin teacher for Edwin, and he spoke half German, half English, I think, mostly. I still remember how he'd always holler. I'd hear this going on, you know, I'd be in the other room. Stay, Edwin, stay! You know, in German, stay means to stand straight. And but he would be talking in English the rest of it, and then he'd say, Edwin, stay! He wanted him to stand up, and he taught him to stand up when he played the violin. Stand straight and hold the fiddle out here, you know, and hold it with your chin and all those things. I thought, my, what kind of a teacher is this? The very first lesson, I was so glad to see that little fella get a violin. He taught him nothing but to put it under his chin, hold it, take it down again. First lesson. And then he came in the middle of the week to check on him to see if he was learning how to do it. Brother. Well, he was thorough. And then we found out he taught piano too. And so we got Grace to take piano lessons from him. And I had Edith practicing the horn, Eddie the violin, Grace the piano. And he made him practice an hour a day. That was no hot or cold with him. You just did it. You did it. And here I heard this. And I thought, when in the world is he going to get some music? Every day, scales. And Eddie doing the same thing, just going back and forth. And I really began to think, what kind of a method has he got anyway? But that he kept him at it. And there wasn't any spectacular change that I could notice anyway. Maybe not bright enough. But then he gave them Bach, and they had to memorize Bach. Pages of it. And if you know Bach, why, it's so similar, and he just changes one little note, you know, and they had to memorize that, and then he'd sit there and, Grace, that line was wrong, that note. He knew the whole thing, of course. He sat there and he just made them memorize. And Bach wrote much of his music for his students to get them to practice. And there are exercises there that are really nice music when you get it. But that went on and on and on and on. And finally one day, without practicing a hymn or anything, Grace sat down and starts playing hymns. But I saw that this fellow knew what he was doing. He had her exercise every day. And I really thought they weren't making progress. But after a while, I began to see, oh, they got something into them, and I don't know how it happened, but suddenly they were able to play pieces on the piano, especially the hymns. They're not too difficult, I don't suppose. I don't have much... I started taking lessons, but I couldn't practice, be honest with you. My parents meant it well, but I gave up, and they had to give up on me because I was more interested in playing ball than in practicing. So today, I can't do anything with it except listen to it. But I saw something there, and it's the same in our Christian walk too. I may have faith, Jesus, I'm going to know you better today. And I believe you that you are working in me, and you are the resurrection, you are the life. It's you, Jesus, who have come to be my life, to live in me. You know, we are apt to try to study doctrine and get something out of this book and that book and make progress. Oh my, let's see what his secret was. And we go at it sometimes because we want to see something that is a development and that we can hang our hat on. We did something. And the Lord works so differently, doesn't he? He wants fellowship with himself. He wants me to learn to believe him and to say, you're with me, Lord. You're within me, Jesus. I can know you better today. I give myself a chance. How do I do that? Simply by recognizing him within. Believest thou this? This verse has stuck with me because the first time I was in a Pentecostal meeting in the Faith Homes in Zion, that was not the first meeting I was in, but someone, the first time anybody ever laid hands on me, who bothers with a little kid? But I got in there and someone came and laid hands on me and I got a message from the Lord and I forgot the entire message, but the last words were simply, believest thou this? That's why I like these verses. But that stuck with me. And I tell you, I want to learn that lesson better. I can drift through today and sort of live in a dream, in a realm of that's nebulous, not really laying hold and having a goal. But God wants me to say, I know I can know you better, Jesus. That's what he wants to reveal himself to us. And we need to respond to that inwardly by faith. And God wants to put that faith in me. It isn't something that I have to labor over, really. But I can rejoice in that fact. Hallelujah. Jesus, I'm going to know you better today. You're faithful. Your resurrection, your life, you're living. And you're living in me. And where there's life, it's manifested. If you ever had a house full of children, you know that where there's life, it's revealed. It shows itself. And if we have life, that will be manifested in us some way. But I say, it may not come to me in a way that is so obvious. The Lord works in us as we obey him and believe him and trust him, and then we'll realize, why, Jesus, you've become more precious to me. You've taught me how to live in you and you living in me. You've taught me these things. And I think that sometimes we are apt to feel we're not making any progress and taking these steps of obedience and recognizing himself and learning to yield to him and saying, Jesus, you are my Lord, and you are the resurrection, you have saved me.
Hallelujah.
You are the one that has begun this work in me, and you are my life, and you said, if I believe in you, I'll never perish. There's no end. Thank God. I know I went, made a visit in Germany one day to an old sea captain, and he had this verse too. He who liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Yeah, I don't know if he was afraid to die, what it was, but he was sure he was never going to die. He took that literally, of course, and he was quite along in years. He had been retired a while, but he's not going to die. The Lord has said it, and I'll never die. And a couple of years later, I went to Brother Lardone, and I said, what about that sea captain? Oh, he said, you know, he kept getting weaker in his body, and after a while, he wanted to go home. He wanted to lay aside the old house and get the new one. But it is not the outward man that has, this outward man perishes, but the inner man.
Yes.
Glory.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes.
He's renewed day by
Glory.
Day.
Praise God.
That ought to be my faith. And I recognize today I could have done better along that line throughout all these years. Time will pass for all of us. The opportunities grow less for all of us. And I can know him better today. I must have this faith in him. Jesus, you're my life. I believe you, Lord.
Yes.
I believe that you are my life and that you invite me to have faith in you and receive from your life, more of your life all the time. That's victory. Christ living within. And the way is simple, and we could learn, I want to learn that better, to have faith all the time. All the time. Some of you know Sister Young. You know, that woman has, I believe every time she has written to me throughout the many years, it's always some little sentence in there on, let's have faith. Let's have faith. Let's believe God. Believe Jesus all the time. And this is what we can learn, and I want to learn that better. And it may seem someday that haven't made very much progress, but you keep on believing. You keep on counting on Him. You keep on walking with Him, and He'll bring forth His presence and His glory within us, as He has promised in His Word. Oh, to be found in Him.
Amen.
Oh, to have Him. Oh,
yes.
to live by Him.
Yes.
That's our call. That's our privilege. He's within us, the fountain. Now let me learn that, not have a day of unbelief and doubt and defeat at any time, but let me learn to say every day, as the Lord taught those young people there out in the faith homes, to pray, Lord, I know I can know You better today. I know I can.
Yes.
By Jesus is working.
Yes.
It's His program. It's His will that we grow up into Him in all things. But that faith in my heart, He wants to plant it there. Let's keep believing Him. Let's keep recognizing Himself. Jesus, You're my salvation. Jesus, You're my keeper. You're my life, everything to me. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And so I can see a little bit what Elder Brooks meant. He often spoke about that word. Of course, there's so much more in the chapter. I better sit down. Mm-hmm.